Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Podcast where I shoot the shoot is definitely an episode.
It's balls.
It's balls. Now you can hear the new sound effect that I just put on my soundboard.
You look disappointed.
I look disappointed? I think that's just my face. All right, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. What up, dude? We're back. We're so back. Dude, I am beating the it's so over allegations because we're so back, dude. We're so back right now. I should be doing fucking, what are those fucking workouts? I used to do them in fucking gym class. The back ones? The back workout. Because we're back. I don't know. We're so back. The podcast is back. Been off for a couple weeks. I was in LA promoting my stand-up special! Let's go, dude! Let's fucking go. That's right. I was in LA promoting my stand-up special. Keep busy, okay? All right, guys, we're going to talk about the special for a little bit. Do not skip ahead in the podcast. This is important info. I'm going to level with you guys, all right? So important info that you guys need to know about the special. It's called Keep Busy. Recorded it in Toronto, okay? It premieres live on my website, watch.curtisconnor.com. It's a live premiere. It's like a pay-per-view event, okay? So it's premiering live at 8 p.m. I think tickets are like $10. And it premieres at 8 p.m. on November 10th. So if you want to be the first to watch it, that's when it's premiering. But it'll be available until the 24th of November. If you want to just buy a ticket and stream it, you can do that until the 24th. And I've gotten a few comments that I want to address about the reason I'm releasing it that way. First off, I've seen a lot of comments, mostly on YouTube. I did like a community post about it, just letting people know the special is coming out. And I got a couple of comments that were like, "Why don't you just put it on Netflix, man?" Oh. Wish I thought of that sooner. Yeah, that's a good idea. Let me just go to Netflix.com and click upload. And then should be a button there that says upload comedy special. And then you do that. Guys, if it was that easy, brother, it would have been on Netflix months ago. Okay? But it's not. Okay? They have a right to decline or accept whatever they want to put on their platform. There's a whole lot of things that goes on, behind the scenes of that, of something like that, where it's, and I'm not saying that it'll never be there. That'd be awesome. Maybe one day if I can put it on there, that'd be great. But here's the thing. The reason I'm putting this out, my special out like this, is because I completely funded this entire project with the production of the special. That was on me. I wanted to be in charge of everything, of how it looked. I didn't have to worry about someone else, another company or something else trying to be like, no, this is how you're going to do it. This is when you're going to release it. This is all this stuff. Like, it just felt like the most YouTuber way to do it, right? Is to say, like, you know what? I don't need another corporation like that to tell me what to do with my special or what how it should look or where it should go at what time. And, you know, so it was very, it felt very, you know, YouTuber in me to, you know, just put it out myself. But the flip side of that, it was, it was really expensive. Okay. So yeah, the reason I'm putting it out this way, pay-per-view is, you know, I'm just trying to fucking keep my operating costs low on it, you know, keep some, try to break even at the very least. That's my goal. So I know it's frustrating if you don't have the means to purchase the special, but, and I understand times are tough. And who knows where it's going to be, but you know, for the time being, it will be on my website, watch.curtisconnor.com. And I hope you guys can support. And honestly, dude, if you think you can't afford it, yo, fuck, like, hey, friggin' talk to your friends or something, you know? $10. Would you get, like, two friends each pitch in a fiver? There you go, right? More friends? Dude, you invite 10 friends over? That's $1 each, dude. But yeah, I do understand why. That's the other part of it. It's like, I get it. You know, because, you know, people are used to watching me, what I do for free on the internet. It's been like 5 years of that. So I guess it is, you know, I get it, but like, that's where it is. That's what we're doing right now. And, I'm excited, man. I think it's a really cool, special. I'm really proud of it. And I'm just excited for people to see it, man. And that's it. You can click the description, click the link in the description. You can buy your tickets, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it's the platform that we're using. We're working with a really cool platform where it's pretty much a live stream when it premieres, like when my stand-up special premieres. There'll be like a live chat where you guys can chat. I'll be in the chat, you know. After everything I say, you guys can say, "Chat, is this real?" And then they'll be like, "I don't know." But no, we work with it's just, I just hope you guys check it out. I worked really hard on it and I hope you guys watch it. And if not, that's fucking fine. You know, you can keep watching my YouTube videos or and podcast or neither of them. You can do whatever you want. It's all good, you know? But to those who have bought tickets already, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And, yeah, there's also some really cool exclusive. This is the last thing I'll say about the special. Comes out November 10th, okay? But I wouldn't sleep because there's some exclusive merch packages as well with the like tied to the special that aren't, you can only really get them if you buy a ticket to the special. There's a signed poster that I'm at my house right now. I've been signing them. There's a exclusive graphic tee that looks really fucking sick. And all the art was done by Kel Lauren, sorry. And they fucking crush it every time. And it looks sick. And yeah. And it's limited dish, dude. But yeah. Watch.curtisconnor.com. I hope you guys check it out. If not, again, it's all good. We got Nightmare Before Christmas playing on the old fucking TV over there, dude. Because tomorrow is Halloween. It is October 30th right now, as the day I'm recording this, and it's Halloween tomorrow, man. So I'm gonna be out trick or treating, trying to get some more candy. You know, my last dentist visit, I only had one cavity, and that was bullshit. I'm putting up pussy-ass numbers, dude. I need more. I opened my mouth, and my dentists were like, "Who are you, dude? Who are you?" The Curtis I know would have fucking 4 or 5 in there, dude. Get back out there, man. Suck on some lollipops and Jolly Ranchers and fucking Jawbreakers, dude. Also, dude, at the fucking dentist, they have this, like, they had this wall. I was at the dentist recently, but at the fucking dentist on the wall when I'm lying down, it's like a scale of like what food is best for your teeth and what food is worse because of like their pH levels, dude. Also, dude, Here's a good joke about, Everyone want to hear a good joke, guys? This is a little, well, just a little taste of what you can expect in my stand-up special, but, yo, acidity levels are fucking awesome, dude. Acidity levels are fat with a pH. No, that's a good joke. That's a joke I used to tell when I first started doing stand-up because I thought it was really good, and I was right. But no, there's like a fucking scale, and dude, best drinks ever are at the fucking top. It's like, boom, coffee right here, wine, beer, pop. It's like the best fucking shit. And at the bottom, dude, the one that's like, the one that's like, has like no effect on your teeth or it's like good for your teeth, it's fucking milk. Milk, dude. I gotta start drinking fucking white Russians, dude. No, thank you. Well, there's milk and coffee. Is milk good for your teeth because it's white? And teeth are white? So anything white is good for your teeth. I gotta start sucking some dicks, man. I got a dentist appointment coming up. Drop your pants, buddy. I'm just kidding around. Anyways. Dude, I've been playing. I beat Spider-Man 2. I beat Spider-Man 2 for PS5. I've been playing that a lot. It was brutal because I had to upload a video on a certain day because of contracts and whatnot. So I was like fucking 4 days straight filming and editing, and the whole time I was like, fuck, dude, I could be playing Spider-Man right now. I don't know what's gonna happen. I'm like so scared of seeing spoilers on TikTok and stuff. And then I finally upload my video, and I just, the next 2 days, I was just a fucking drool coming out of my mouth, fucking gaming so hard, dude. And I beat the game. I couldn't stop playing it. I became what I hated. But it's fucking, my gamers out there will understand. They'll fuck with this. They'll understand it. But like, TikTok and shit, and like social media has, I mean, it's low key like ruining all our lives. It's made me probably the saddest I've ever been. But I mean, it's also fucking awesome. Like, it's so sick. But you know, at the same time, you know, but the, especially for video games, dude, gamers have it so hard. The most depressed group of all, gamers. That's literally true, though. Because, dude, you can't fucking just, like, take your time with a video game anymore, dude. Because fucking geeks and dorks are here, like, fucking, all they do is fucking play video games. They got nothing else to do. They don't have YouTube videos to make, like, real men. Like, real hardworking blue-collar men like me, who's in his office making videos. YouTube videos of the sort. People are just fucking beat it in like a day. All right. And then they fucking make a video about, here's my thoughts about Spider-Man 2. And you're like, hey, what? You're going to say, what are you going to say? It's good. Ooh, what are you going to say? It was a good game. Wow. Thanks. Thanks for the input. GameSpot or whatever the fuck. No, they're good. They don't spoil anything. But it's the friggin' like TikTok dorks who just, like, post Spider-Man, like, the ending of it. And you're like, and like, the next day, and you're like, okay, cool, man. So now I have two options. I can either speed through this fucking game. I can speed through the main story just so I can protect myself from spoilers. Ignore all the side missions and shit and just fucking speed run the main story just so I can, you know, avoid spoilers. Or two, play the game at my own pace. And then stop using TikTok. Like, that sounds crazy. You can't expect me to do that. The fuck? So it's fucking bullshit, man. But that's what I did. I sped through the game. And it probably took me, like, I did some side missions here and there, but you know. But no, here's my opinion on it. It's good. It's a good game. Yeah, I just love Spider-Man. I like it. I'm like, if Spider-Man was real, I'd be like J. Jonah Jameson, but like the good kind, you know? Because he's always like, bring me pictures of Spider-Man. I hate him. But I'd be like, bring me pictures of Spider-Man. I think he's cool. You know? That'd be me. I'd be... I don't even know. I don't know. Like, what's the good version of J. Jonah Jameson? JJ. Isn't that KSI? Isn't KSI's name JJ? Too many letters, though. If your name's JJ, why is your stage name going to be just three other letters, you know? Yeah, JJ, KSI's name is JJ, and that's too many letters, obviously, right? Hey, I'm JJ, call me KSI. So it's more letters as your nickname? It's just one more letter than your real name? Okay. JJ KSI, sorry, I was trying to think if he had one of those names upside down, it looked like something different. Like when you're on a calculator, go to a calculator, an old-fashioned calculator, fucking Texas Instruments one, and type out 1134206, okay? Flip it over. Tell me what you got. What does it say? It says, go to hell. Dude, I used to type that out all the time. Flip it over. I'd be like, yo, check it out. It's my friends. And I'd be like, go to hell. And I burned a lot of bridges. I burned a lot of bridges like that. All right, folks, we got a fucking gnarly ass episode. Also, shout out to the Patreon, patreon.com/veryreallygood. I'm recording a bonus episode after this one. This episode of Very Really Good is sponsored by ZocDoc. Have you ever been on the hunt for a new doctor, so you ask literally everybody you know for a good recommendation? You know, a doctor who actually gets you, listens to you, and makes you feel comfortable. And finally, after weeks of searching, you finally find the one. And not only are they a good doctor, but they're close to you. They're beside a friggin' good bagel store or something. So you call their office, and oh my gosh, guess what? They have an appointment available for you. But then... this receptionist tells you that this doctor doesn't take your insurance? You'd probably be crying about it, but hey, wipe your tears and head over to ZocDoc to find the doctor who is right for you and takes your insurance. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed specialists and doctors. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost any condition you're searching for. And these doctors all have verified reviews from actual real people, not bots. And the average wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between 24 and 48 hours. That's it, dude. You can even score same-day appointments. What the heck? And once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately with just a few taps on the ZocDoc app. No more awkwardly waiting on hold with some receptionist. Guys, when I need a doctor, I use ZocDoc, and I think you should too, okay? So click the link in the description or go to ZocDoc.com/veryreallygood and download the ZocDoc app today for free. Again, that's ZocDoc.com/veryreallygood. And one more time, dude, ZocDoc.com/veryreallygood to find and book a top-rated doctor today. Okay, thank you so much to ZocDoc for sponsoring this episode. Back to me. Dude, me and Shun, my podcast producer Shun, and friend, but podcast producer, we had like this whole meeting. We were doing our pre-production meeting. We were going to talk about the Eras Tour and like the Eras Tour movie and the Five Nights at Freddy's movie. Like, screenings and how audiences like just don't know how audiences are just going fucking crazy in there. We had another update that tied into my TikTok Viking video that I just put out on my main channel. And then we stumbled upon a fucking crazy wormhole, rabbit hole, if you will, that sort of took over most of the meeting. The more we started talking about it, we were like, this is going to be like the bulk of the episode. So, we're going to dive into this thing. first, but let's change the subject really quick, and let me get a little sip of some fucking cum. I'm just drinking cum. That's it for my teeth. Okay, so a couple weeks ago or months ago, an amount of time ago, we covered this Twitch streamer, content creator. I don't know if she's on OnlyFans or something, but I don't know. She makes a lot of content on the internet. Her name is Amaranth. Amaranth. I don't know how to fucking pronounce it, but I think it's Amaranth, right? That's how I pronounce it. But a couple of weeks ago, she posted something that she was making like an AI chatbot with like her voice, so like fans could like always talk to her. And I think the general consensus was like, do whatever you want with your voice, I guess. But like, little weird. But again, you know what? I'm not trying to knock anybody's hustle. You know, if you're making bread off of some people, then fucking, you know, all the power to you, right? I'm not trying to bring down a girl boss. You know what I mean? But she's doing another sort of business venture, if you will, and this one is a lot more interesting than the last one. It's in sort of the same vein, kind of, but it's a lot more gnarly. And I was excited to talk about this as soon as I saw it, and I was like, yeah, fucking let's go. And then I saw Charlie, Moist Critical, shout out Charlie. He made a video about it. Because that's what that guy does, man. He's so fast. And the annoying thing is, he posts a video so fast, and it's so funny, too. It's like, you can't be both, dude. It takes me so long to be a little funny, okay? All right, but that's neither here nor there. Shout out Charlie, good guy. Even though he beat me at the fucking streamies, but it's all good. I don't even fucking care, dude. But okay, let's talk about it. I'm gonna need a laptop on my lap for this. Jesus fucking Christ. Also, sorry in advance to my editor Sabrina. You're gonna have to do quite a bit of blurring in this episode. I'm very sorry. Excuse me. Sorry for that too. Burping into the microphone. Okay. So let's start with the article. And I don't even know if this episode is going to get monetized, so fucking buy the comedy special, guys. No, I don't want to subscribe to this random fucking website. Okay, here we go. Beer company uses influencer's vaginal yeast for new brew. Yeah. And here's the little tagline thing. People will buy it for sure, Twitch streamer and OnlyFans model Amaranth says. Okay, so if you heard that right, a beer company is going to use Amaranth's vaginal yeast for a new beer. Again, not trying to fucking bring down a girl boss, but like, is that allowed? Is that legal? That's like, well, I mean, why do that when you could just drink some cum, you know, like me, for your teeth, right? Dude. Okay, we'll keep reading it. Popular Twitch streamer and OnlyFans model Amaranth is teaming up with Polish brewery The Order of Yoni to create and sell a new beer made from her vaginal yeast. Dude, how do you even... Like, imagine getting that email. It's one thing to do that, like, imagine, like, check, imagine opening up your inbox and then getting an email being like, vagina beer? And you're like, actually, you know what? If someone sent me that, I, you know, that's a fucking, that's an attention grabber for sure. Vagina brew? Okay, she says, I'm actually working with a beverage company. It's not my own. I'm still doing that project. There's a beer company. They're European. They want me to send in my vaginal yeast. Like, basically, like, pap smear myself. They want to make beer using my vaginal yeast. Like, the same profile, I guess. It's hilarious, she added. People will buy it for sure. I don't know if they'll actually drink it. I mean, they'll probably drink it. Yeah, dude, if dudes are buying the beer that's made from your vaginal yeast, I think they're going to drink it. I think they're cracking that thing up the second it arrives at their door. This isn't the first unusual product of the 29-year-old internet celebrity whose real name is Kayla. Okay, she has previously sold fart jars. Okay, well, that's just genuinely hilarious. I'm okay with, I guess there is a line for me. Fart jars is totally fine. That's hilarious. I think we talked about that. I think me and Cody talked about that on my podcast, the episode I did with him. Okay, that's funny because farts are funny, right? Like just getting a bunch of jars going like, frank. And like wrapping it up, dude, it's so funny. Bathwater and her own hair for thousands of dollars. According to the owner of Yoni's website, the company discovered the process of transmitting female essence by isolating lactic acid bacteria from yoni of sensuous women. Whoa. You guys ever seen that movie, Perfume? You guys ever seen that? If not, there's, if you haven't seen it, there's a movie called Perfume where there's a guy who fucking, he like kills women and like turns their body into perfume. Just sort of reminded me of that. No reason. Because, hey, you can't... It's crazy to think that there's a bunch of scientists huddled in a fucking lab trying to discover the process of transmitting female essence. Like a girl just sitting in like a chair like this, like an armchair, and a bunch of scientists like, how do we get it out of you? How do we milk that essence out of you? And the one of the like super genius guys is like, I think we could isolate the lactic acid bacteria. And one of the cool guys is like, yeah, shut up. English, please. I don't pay you to say that stuff. You know, dude. And you know what? Here's the thing. I will say this again. I will triple down. I'm not trying to knock anybody's hustle here. If vagina beer is what is the business venture you want to get into, sure. You know what? If it does well, if it's lucrative, hey, catch me in a few years maybe doing that. I don't know. Who knows what the future holds, right? I can't do this because I don't have a vagina.
Come on, God. Why did you give me a vagina so I could make beer?
You know? Dude. Dude, like if... Who's like a male equivalent to this person? Who's like a hot... I don't want to say Hassan because he's like my friend. Okay, we'll just say like a celebrity. What if like, who's like a good looking person? Who's like a good looking guy? And stop. Stop saying me. Stop it, guys. Shut up. Shut up. Guys, stop. Stop. You can't. Come on. Enough. What if, like... Yeah, I mean, it's weird. Okay, what about this? Not even. It doesn't even have to. What if, like, fucking Casey Neistat? Like, just, like, an internet guy. And he was like, yeah, partner up with this fucking Polish... teamed up with this fucking Swedish startup, and I'm gonna come up with my own Casey Neistat dick cheese. They're using the cheese from my dick to make my own. Oh, that's so gross, dude. I wish so bad I could title this podcast Casey Neistat Dick Cheese, but that'll just be between you and I, okay? And nobody clipped this. If anybody fucking clips this and puts it on TikTok of me saying Casey Neistat Dick Cheese for on sale now, I'll block you. I'll block you and report you and throw my phone in the lake. That'd be awesome, dude. So yeah, that's what she's doing. It's pretty gnarly, but I don't think she's in the wrong here. You know, if people are going to fuck, people can sell and buy whatever the fuck they want. You know, who fucking cares? I'm not going to be some moral, you know, high horse here and be like, that's wrong. You know, I don't care. It's just a little wild to me. But the fucking crazy part is this Order of Yoni, dude. That's a company, and they have an entire website. They have a business where they do this, where they just, like, make... Dude, they just make vagina beer. That's it. They make vagina beer. I think my camera's gonna turn off. Hold on. 1 second, I'll be right back. I really got to get someone here to do that. Sorry. So this company, they do this. That's their whole thing, is like they make vagina beers, like different bottles of vagina beer from like different women. And I'm not fucking, it's crazy. We're going to look at the website right now. And Sabrina, this is probably the part you're going to have to blur, because this website is almost porn. It's very close to being pornography. I'm trying to think of a beer pun. Hold on, give me a second. Okay, no, that's bad. I'll say it if I can't think of anything else. I can't think of anything. Okay, you've left me no option. Wait, whoa, did they just change it? Okay, no, this is the... Holy shit. Okay. Vagina beer. What are they going to put out? A Pabst Blue Waffle? I know, guys. It was bad. It was bad. I'm trying to find the crowd boo button. Where is it? I know, I'm sorry. That's the best I can come up with. All right. So we're on the Order Yoni website. And let's fucking... Yeah, well, this video is just like a naked girl. Yeah, there's a butt, there's a boob, and a beer. It's giving Spike TV, you know what I mean? You guys can't really see it. But let's keep scrolling. We'll scroll down. So there's how they show the beer, like the names of the beers are the names of the women, which is fucking really creepy. Like, this literally looks like a fucking like human trafficking website. Like, here, buy this fucking woman. The next beer, Paulina, Patricia, Women's Essence. Like, yo, dude. And what if, okay, let's click on Monica. Let's see what Monica, let's, because it's a button. Let's see what it says. And this is beer, remember? This is for a beer. Delicate, passionate, and intoxicating. The quintessence of Slavic beauty and charm. Her mesmerizing look and flirtatious eyes make this woman hard to resist. Remember, this is for beer. Relishing in Monica's essence will give a moment of subtlety and will enable your thoughts to drift away from the monotony of his existence. Let her become your muse. Dude, how horny do you have to be to buy one of these fucking bottles of beer, dude? Like, actually. The most down bad horny dude in the world is going to be ordering this. Drink beer that gives you a fucking boner? Okay, here we go. And this is for the story behind the beer, okay? This is no joke. If you're listening to the audio here, this is going to sound fucked, but this is, I clicked on story for this brand, and this is what it says. Great goddess, the greatest among gods, feminine deity whose main reincarnations were Aphrodite, Venus, Ishtar, Mekosh, and Freya. Thousands of years ago, the great goddess's worshippers and priests in almost all cultures and civilizations discovered her sacrament, her divine part lying hidden in her deity's yoni. Priestess of the goddess had found deities amongst women, took with respect to Saint Yoni, like tobacco's the dude, I think my fucking furniture's about to start floating, dude. So they give like a big story behind all this shit. It's like fucking, this is like the Zodiac killer. Shit, just fucking eyes rolling back in their head. The goddess is fucking made beer. It tastes like vagina. Okay, let's go to the technology. We devote a lot of time to looking for a woman who has all the desired instincts. The goddess we want to put in a bottle. Okay, yo. This is like the most dystopian shit I've ever read, dude. Like, I was about to say objectification aside, but I don't think we should put that aside. Literally, like, you could not objectify a woman more than this, right? Like, yeah, this is, we try to look for a woman who has all the desired things we want, and then we made them a product to consume and then piss out later. We discover the process of transmitting female essence by isolating lactic acid bacteria from yoni of sensuous woman. I don't know what that means. Paulina, brunette. Monica, blonde. Patricia, blonde. Okay? An essential part of this process is to ensure the safety of our product. During isolation, the material is tested for the absence of other bacteria and viruses. These procedures prevent other bacteria and viruses from surviving, thus allowing the growth of only lactobacillus bacteria. Once again, in terms of certainty and safety, a final test of the propagated lyophilized bacteria is carried out before use in the preparation of material. Lyophilized bacteria are tested for the presence of foreign DNA and or RNA. This ensures that only lactobacillus bacteria are used and is completely safe and unhealthy. Okay. The gynecologist collects a vaginal smear from the models. These smears are taken to a laboratory where bacteria are isolated, cleaned, then analyzed, and multiplied. At the end of the process, the bacteria are used to produce the pure lactic acid that goes into yoni beer. Like, this is serial killer shit, right? Is anyone else feeling like that? Oh, yeah, here's the other crazy thing. You probably have to blur some of this, Sabrina, but each beer, say you ordered the fucking Monica, or no. Yeah, the Monique, how about, or the Paulina. There's a peel-off label, like a fucking, like Advil bottle where you peel off and it says the instructions. It's like that, but on the beer, you see a picture of the woman, and then it tells you, no joke, dude, it tells you, The best sex position when drinking the beer. And it's like reverse cowgirl. There's like missionary right here. Yeah, and look. You got to be some kind of fucking crazy to want to drink a beer while having sex, dude. You know what? No kink shaming or anything. Maybe it's cool to do, but that's the last thing on my mind. And then they show a video of it. Yeah, you drink the essence of Paulina, and then it's a blur, and then we'll blur this. The best sex position when drinking the beer, and it shows a drawing of two people having sex. Dude, I fucking, how is this allowed? This needs to be sent to, like, the fucking, I don't know, some sort of, I'm gonna call the cops. I don't know. Dude, like, you know what, like, what's this video? Oh, dude, that's the other thing. I found their fucking, they have a YouTube channel. I gotta fucking find their video, dude. Okay, Bottled Instinct Vaginal Beer. Okay, let's watch this video. It's fucked.
Imagine a woman of your dreams, your object of desire, her charm, her sensuality, her passion. Try her taste, feel her smell, hear her voice.
Hear her voice, dude. If you drink one of the beers made from the vaginal yeast of these women, do you, like, gain their memories? Do you absorb... You absorb their fucking, their memories and fears and aspirations. So you take like one sip and it's just like. Dude. Hear her voice. Learn her fears and dreams. Visit her family. Dude.
Now free your fantasies and imagine that with a magic wand you can close it in one bottle.
Yo,
of
here's
beer.
The thing though. You could just not do this. Like, they could just be lying and saying that they're doing this and it'll probably just taste like beer, right? How would people know? And people just be like, "Oh yeah, God, tastes like pussy, dude." Tastes
the
like Monica's
drink.
Pussy.
Brewed
that's
with
so
her
weird,
lure
man.
And grace and
like,
flavored
is,
with instinct.
You know it's only like weirdo fucking creepy ass dudes who are buying this, right? Like this is like, I don't mean to speak for the lesbians, but I highly doubt a fucking lesbian would do this, right? Comment below. I know I got some lesbians watching me, okay? Let me know if you would try this.
Which source we have identified.
We need a designated, very, really good lesbian correspondent that is out in the field, okay? Comment below, okay? I'm hiring.
We have discovered a process of transmission of her essence, of her femininity. Her instincts by isolation of lactic acid bacteria from her vagina. Okay. Our laboratory...
God, I hate how central... Oh, okay, sorry. I'm such a little boy. Hearing like a really professional guy saying, extract it from her vagina. That'll make me laugh 10 times out of 10.
Tori isolates and multiplies the bacteria in a safe way. Additionally, we examine the final bacteria in terms
these, like,
of its purity. Scientist
dorks after a full day of work, they're like, man, I got laid today. Just touching vaginal bacteria all day, dude. I got the third base.
Safety. We use the bacteria in the production of sour ales, lambics, Flanders ales, and sour stouts. By using yoni bacteria in the process, the beers contain femininity and women's
hey man,
instincts.
Nuh-uh. No, they don't. It's fucking beer, dude.
We have selected beautiful Czech model Alexandra Brendlova to be our source of the yoni. That is a kind of female whose pheromones will stay with you after the meeting for the following week long. It's total insanity and excitement reminding you of the best time of your youth.
Dude, what the fuck? This had to be like translated from some other language, probably, right? The way this is being worded is like so scary to me.
This insanity will overwhelm your mind with the first taste of our beer.
No, this is how, dude, this is how the Joker was made. This is how the Joker became the Joker. Let me play that one more time.
This insanity will overwhelm your mind with the first taste of our beer.
Dude, someone totally sane. Like, imagine they had this beer at like a bar and someone's like, yo, let me just get a Pilsner. And they're like, yeah, no problem. They accidentally grab the Yoni, the fucking, what is it, the Alexandra Yoni. They crack it open, give it to him. He's like, thanks. Yeah, I really needed that. Today was pretty brutal. This is a tough day at work. And he takes one sip.
You want to know how I got this beer? You gave it to me. It tastes like... tastes like Alexandra.
Just fucking going crazy the second you drink it, dude.
We have devoted much time in seeking such a woman. And finally, we have found a woman who possesses all the desired instincts which we wanted to frame in our bottle. We have bottled the beer in a golden black bottle, which serves as an arc of her instincts. It presents her name with the date of the collection of her vaginal swab.
Like, too far. I don't need the... You don't need the date, dude. Like it's a fucking vintage wine. You don't need to fucking put the date of the collection of her vaginal swab. Isn't it vaginal?
It presents her name with the date of the collection of her vaginal swab.
What is this? Yeah. Oh, wow. Just a couple months ago. Okay, wow.
Also, it has our logo, the Yoni, which is based on an original sculpture in a Vietnamese temple. Yoni means vagina in Sanskrit.
Ah. Got it.
The success of the enterprise depends on you.
Just explaining how a business works. Oh, if we stay in business, that's really up to the customers who provide us with the sales.
We have prepared many perks, including vouchers for the beers and gadgets.
Gadgets. They got a phone case, a lighter, and a... Is it a USB stick / bottle opener? Seems like a bad idea. To put open beer next to a USB stick. Also, what's... Yo, who's... Who the fuck is going to use that phone case? What's that wooden logo etched into your wooden phone case? Oh, it's a Yoni. It means vagina. Why is it on your phone case? They sort of give it to you when you drink 1,000 vagina beers, so.
For the most generous, we can prepare a home-brewed beer based on their girlfriend's Yoni bacteria. Our financial goal is...
You could do custom ones?
150,000 euros. It will enable us to brew 6 batches of approximately 16,600 beers.
This is for like their Kickstarter or something. Or Indiegogo.
Plus will help us in the creation of future products, including the beers we have described in our Indiegogo offer. We encourage leading beer distributors and importers to cooperate with us.
Sounds like a threat. We encourage leading beer distributors to cooperate with us. If not, we will make penis beer. We will make penis beer and we will send it to all of you. Okay? We have the technology. All right?
Also, we encourage the best beer stores around the world to take part in our crowdfunding action.
Yeah. Every bar I'm going to from now on, I'm going to ask for the... Yo, you got the... Sorry, you got the pussy beer on tap? You got the clitoris beer? Back there? Dude. fucking crazy company, man. Yo, I can't fucking believe that's real. Again, people can do whatever they want. They can buy whatever they want, I guess. But, like, that seems a little fucking weird, right? Like, super, you know, objectifying to be like, these women, we bottled them. You can buy them. You can buy these women, right? Remember when everyone was, like, up in arms about Wayfair? Like, people thought Wayfair was, like, trafficking people? Well, I'm not going to. I have no proof. I'm just joking around. They're not human traffickers, obviously. I'm just fucking, you know. But that's a little weird. I'll say it. That's a little weird. That company's a little weird. But sound off in the comments below if you've ever tried the vagina beer. And, dude, if this episode gets, if this episode is monetized, I'm going to be fucking blown away, dude. But even if it's not, that's so fucking funny. We had to talk about this. Okay, we're at like 40-something. Damn, okay. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. Happy to be back. And, yeah, dude, we're going to keep this party going over on the bonus episode. We're going to get into a bunch of crazy stuff. We're going to talk about Taylor Swift Eras Tour. I saw it. I saw the movie. I'm going to give my review, and then we're going to talk about the people, just how they're behaving in the theaters. I'm going to give my hot take, dude. And you're definitely not going to want to miss that. Okay, whatever. Who cares? You can check it out if you want. You can support the pod if you want. And also, my special, Keep Busy, my debut stand-up special, Keep Busy, premieres on November 10th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Watch.curtisconnor.com to grab your ticket to the live premiere. You can stream it. And, yeah, get your friggin' friends together. Do a viewing party, dude. Bring down the cost a little bit, right? I'm all for it, right? I'm all for that shit. But yeah, thanks for the support, guys. Even if you don't watch it, thanks for watching this. Just, yeah, thank you. I appreciate you guys so much. Seriously, thank you for watching what I do and you know, and just being the coolest fucking citizens out there, dude. I really appreciate you guys, and I'm being serious. So thank you guys. And yeah, I'll see some of you over on the bonus episode, and I'll see the rest of you another time. Bye-bye.